Michigan's top education official is calling for dramatic changes to the state schooling landscape. State School Superintendent Mike Flanagan says growing funding deficits, which have led recently to the proposed dissolution of two Michigan school districts, should be addressed by consolidating various local operations into a countywide model. Flanagan says hundreds of millions of dollars could be saved by streamlining transportation, food services, and other responsibilities. He says the savings could then be spent on instruction. However, the superintendent's proposal, which he sent to key state legislators on Monday, is triggering some concern over job losses, erosion of local control, and possible unintended consequences. Earlier today, I sat down with State Superintendent Flanagan to discuss the proposal. He says the response so far from the state capitol has been positive.
Well, the legislature and the Snyder administration have been great. They know we need to make some changes, and they're open to these kind of discussions. If you read the papers this morning, I mean, a lot of the folks in the field are concerned. And, you know, I'm worried about this because from my point of view, I've been given the chore now, as of last week, of dissolving districts. That's like capital punishment. So to me, we've got to get out ahead of this. There's 50 districts in deficit. And one way to do it is find other economies of scale so that you're not going to have these districts just drifting more and more like Buena Vista and Inkster and other districts that are lining up. So, you know, I've been a local superintendent, an ISD superintendent. Now I'm in this role. And I just know that this isn't the system we would invent if we started over. We wouldn't have 500 school districts and 56 ISDs and all that. So to me, it's two things. It helps us get ahead of things like the dissolving districts. It also, if you're a big supporter of neighborhood schools, and I am, we're not going to protect neighborhood schools if we don't have an infrastructure around it that's more efficient. And, you know, a regular school, it doesn't necessarily care whether its payroll or its transportation comes from, you know, its local district or its intermediate district. They just want to be served. And that you can save hundreds of millions of dollars if we go to a system, a hybrid system, where we still keep the local district, but we move more of the services up to the county level.
What do you say to administrators, teachers, families, especially in those smaller districts, who fear a loss of control or who fear being swallowed up by some bigger countywide system?
Well, I mean, first of all, they control their ISDs. The ISD board members are elected from local districts, so they should be in charge, and this would maybe make them more cognizant of being in charge. But the second thing is, you know, when I was a local soup, it's been 20 years now, but we would spend all of August getting ready for buses and food service. We didn't do anything getting ready for the learning to speak of. You were so obsessed with the logistics of getting a district going. This takes that off their plate. The county's more efficient. You know, there's some counties that only have two districts. So you put those districts together for consolidation of services, they're still much, much smaller than, let's say, Okemos. And then you have some that maybe are a little too big. Maybe it couldn't all be Wayne County. Maybe there need to be divided up a bit. But the bottom line is that you don't need 30 transportation supervisors in Wayne County.
How do you respond to people who fear significant job losses?
You know, I admittedly, that's the biggest downside to this. I think by phasing it in over 5 years, which my proposal to the legislature has called for, retirements would be taken into account. I think this could be done in a sensitive way. And it doesn't even mean it has to be fully, they have to work towards a plan that would get this done in 5 years. But I'm not naive. I mean, you don't save what a couple of studies have said is in the neighborhood of $300 million. You don't save that if you're not losing some jobs in there. But I'm the chief educator, and if I put my educator hat on, I've got to be concerned about the kids in the classrooms more than the adults that serve the classrooms. And so I'm sensitive on the one hand to trying to make sure that those things are taken into account, but we can't just be living in the past. This is not the system we would have invented. And again, in my ideal world, we would be county systems, but that's not going to happen here. There's not the political will. So that's why I'm proposing a hybrid, which is still keep your local district, let the local district and local schools focus on learning, and let the county or the ISD or some other regional place think about the logistics of all those things, payroll, personnel issues. You know, educator evaluations is a big thing now that the you know, the lame duck folks put into law. And I'm basically supportive of that. But we don't really have a fair system in place yet on how to measure teacher effectiveness. So that's going to take a lot of work. I'd rather have a local district building and district supporting that than supporting bus routes.
Some number of skeptics say there's a lack of research to show that these proposals would work. William Mays, executive director of MASA, the Michigan Association of School Administrators, says, and I'll quote here, "It deserves careful research into whether or not it would result in significant savings." Do they have a point there?
You know, Bill's a friend of mine, but no, I don't think they have a point. You know, it doesn't take rocket scientists to figure out that there's efficiencies that can be built in here. And there are studies to show $300 million could be saved. Now, in fairness to Bill and that whole group that are, you know, cautious about this, they do need to be able to show their membership that this makes sense and why. But we're going to provide that. We're having hearings. I think they start. I think Representative Rogers called me today, and I want to say it's August something or other. There'll be the beginning of hearings on this. I'll be at the first hearing to make our piece. And this does deserve debate. You know, folks should weigh in on this. But I'm going to keep pushing because it can't just stay the way it is. It can't. In my ideal world, we'd add resources. I mean, we need more technology. We need lower class size. It takes resources. If I had my way, we would tax services, for instance. But that's not my job. You know, I'm not the legislature. I think, you know, I'm always troubled that a poor family pays taxes on a winter coat for their kid, but folks don't pay taxes on a game of golf. There's something wrong here. But I've gotten better in my 8 years here. I'm only doing two more. In trying to figure out what can I have an impact on and what my rhetoric may mean nothing. So I do believe we should tax services. I do think we should have more resources, but I have to leave with the reality that we aren't doing that. And as long as we aren't, we got to look for other ways to accommodate the needs the kids have.
We're talking with State School Superintendent Mike Flanagan. Other states have pursued this countywide approach. Florida, Virginia, and Maryland are three. What do you glean from their experiences?
Well, you know, I have friends in Lee County, Florida, and they still have, it's not like you totally eliminate all the layers. I mean, they're a county system, so they have one superintendent in that case. We're not calling for that, by the way. We're talking about a hybrid. But just to speak to Florida, they have one, but they also have assistant soups and regions, and they have, you know, a couple of transportation regions. So it's kind of quasi-centralized. But again, I'm proposing a hybrid where we would still keep all the entities in place, 4,000 schools, 500 districts, 50 ISDs, but more and more of the services need to go up to the ISD for these efficiencies. So we wouldn't be a model like Florida. I have to admit, you know, when I first met with the legislature on this, I thought that's the way to go, but I'm not stupid. I've looked around and there's no way we'll get the votes to do that. And you know what? Maybe that is too much in the short term. But I there's some counties that could happen tomorrow. As I said, I think it's Branch has three or four school districts. You put them all together, they're not nearly as big as Okemos or Wayne Westland. So there's a way to do some of this over time. I really applaud Ypsilanti and Willow Run getting together and consolidating on their own. I would continue to encourage that. But this is another way to handle it. It's move more of the services up, not just to save money, but so that the schools could focus on learning.
The Snyder administration has made clear it feels that streamlining and consolidation of services, of units of government, should be a priority. Do you feel it's going to be easier to persuade Republicans to get behind this plan than Democrats?
You know, I've advised both Governor Granholm and Governor Snyder in this job, and I'm independent of them, but I work well with them. You're not going to get things done if you don't work well with a governor. You don't always agree. You know, I wasn't with him on the right to work stuff at that time. But having said that, the Snyder administration will be very good on this. They get that. I think both Republicans and Democrats get this. I think it'll be harder for some Democrats to support this as vocally as maybe some Republicans because of the constituents. Having said that, let's just generalize. I'm being stereotypical here, but let's say the average Democrat is concerned about some of the unions. this doesn't take away anything the unions are doing. They're still going to bargain locally and all that. And if anything, I'd want to make the argument to the MEA and the FT that there'll be more money available to the system in general. I mean, I'm the guy that called for $100,000 teacher salaries a while ago. We'll never be able to afford those, if ever, but never if we don't start getting economies of scale. So, you know, my job will be to try to persuade, in this case, maybe Democrats, that it's really in the interest of their constituents. And then I hope, you know, Mark, I hope in the final analysis, people will just take a deep breath, step back and say, what do our kids really need? They need support in 100,000 classrooms. It's less important to them who's running the bus system or who's running the report card system and all that.